18th century Great Hall of Campbell College, photographs line the walls of old Campbellians, among them two Victoria Cross winners, who served and died in both World Wars. It is under their watchful eyes that the band of the Royal Regiment of Scotland have set up to do a workshop and concert with current pupils. Andrew Doherty, head of music at the college, explains how an old friend and band member told him that they were coming to Northern Ireland.
We grabbed that opportunity and we're delighted that it worked out in such a short space of time.
The students here at Campbell are actually getting the opportunity to join in and complete a workshop.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. We've a great range of players in terms of age and ability as well. So rehearsing at the minute with the band, we've got boys as young as 11 right through to 18, and a wide ability range as well, right from grade 3, grade 4, up to boys who have been in the Ulster Youth Orchestra. It's fantastic to see them. I think they're in awe, basically, at the moment.
Well, I was just about to say, were they very excited about them coming?
Yeah. Well, I don't know whether it was just that they were able to get out of class for quite a bit of time today, but certainly musically they've been looking forward to it. And from what I've heard so far, it's definitely been worth the effort. It's fantastic.
At the end of the workshop, I spoke to three of the pupils who had spent the morning working with the military band. Hannah, you've had the opportunity to play with the Royal Regiment of Scotland's band. What did it feel like?
It was absolutely amazing. It was such a great opportunity to be playing with professionals and getting advice from them. It was just all around good fun.
Seth, what have you learned from this morning so far?
They've taught me like how to play like in time and play really well together with the band, and it's great cooperation with the group, and the people have been extremely friendly and told me like pointers on how to improve on what I'm playing.
Lauren, you're actually a member of the Cadets. Are you a member of Cadets or do you play the band in Cadets?
I'm a member of Cadets, but I hear the band quite a lot whenever I'm marching, and I find it helps to march in time to them, which it really helps then having the band there because it means that we all can stay in step and stuff, so yeah.
This afternoon there's actually going to be a concert. Are you a little bit nervous or are you happy enough?
Honestly, I'm not really that nervous. I'm more happy that I get to experience this amazing opportunity and just play with people who are really great players.
Colour Sergeant Evett Gibson is the band master of the band of the Royal Regiment of Scotland, and I asked him about their tour and why they had come to Northern Ireland.
We are here on a big recruiting drive. It's part of our recruiting area as Scotland's band and part of 51 Brigade. The idea came about via several members of the band who are actually from Northern Ireland, and they managed to convince us that Northern Ireland was an untapped seam of young talent, and they've not been proved wrong.
How many pupils were involved in the workshop?
I think there was about 20 pupils of a variety of different instruments.
The actual pieces that you chose to play with the pupils today, why did you choose those?
We chose them because they're fun, accessible, fun to play, good to listen to. We didn't want to do anything too easy. We want them to be challenged. We want them to know this is the standard that you could achieve and you could be performing at on a regular basis if you joined the Corps of Army Music.
What's next for the Band of the Royal Regiment of Scotland?
We've got another couple of days on this tour of Northern Ireland. Following that, we've got a tour in Germany later in the year, which we're all looking forward to very much.
I'm Cherry Casey for Forces Radio, BFBS, at Campbell College in Belfast.